Welcome to the Pitcott Podcast. I'm Annabelle Pitcott.
And I'm Bill Pitcott.
We are jumping into a really full-length, highly focused deep dive. We're looking at one of life's biggest transitions, the journey of motherhood.
That's right.
And we're not just skimming the surface here. We're going deep into the emotional and the logistical realities that just completely reshape a person's world. Mm. All the way from, you know, the very first bump to the school-age backpack.
Exactly. And our mission today is really to distill the power of this whole experience. We're going to be charting the course through four pretty distinct stages.
Each with its own challenges, right?
Each with its own challenges, and just as importantly, its own unique rewards. And we're drawing today from some really comprehensive source material that was shared by you, our listener. It gives a wonderfully insightful stage-by-stage perspective.
And this research, it's drawn directly from Pitcott's bestseller ebooks. You can actually find them on our store. And they really nail the complexity of this journey.
They're incredibly thorough.
They are. So if you're looking to get this kind of comprehensive knowledge to really understand these shifts in detail, you should visit www.pitcott.com/books. You can download these best-selling ebooks there.
Yeah, they provide the complete framework we're basically talking through today.
Mm-hmm.
And the underlying thesis of all this material is so important, is that motherhood is less of an event and more of a complete transformation.
A total shift in identity.
A radical shift in identity and purpose.
Yeah.
It is, as Pitcott puts it so beautifully,
right,
messy, beautiful, exhausting, magical.
Let's unpack that. Let's start right at the beginning. We're calling this stage one, the pregnancy plot twist.
The plot twist. I like that.
It is, isn't it? The moment you take the test, the script just flips instantly.
Mm-hmm.
But the research really digs into the why of that. Not just the physical part, but the deep psychological shift.
Exactly. And you see the first emotional evidence of this change in how a mother's self-perception shifts. Well, Pitcott notes that holidays, like Mother's Day, for instance, they suddenly take on this really visceral meaning. It moves beyond just cards and flowers to a deep feeling of having arrived.
Oh, I see.
It's an immediate validating tidal wave of emotions,
mm-hmm,
because the life that's growing inside you fundamentally redefines the life on the outside.
And physically, of course, the journey is, well, it's intense. The source material captures those sensory experiences so well.
It really does.
The relentless nausea, the aches you never expected, all mixed with this this just overwhelming sense of joy and anticipation.
It's a 9-month masterclass in physical discomfort, but it's combined with a total mental reorganization.
That mental part is key, isn't it? The authors explore how the logistics of just preparing become these little rituals of commitment.
Mm-hmm. Every dietary choice, every piece of baby gear you research online for hours.
Every blog post you read at 2 in the morning.
Right. It all becomes a deeply tracked milestone. You're shifting focus from just yourself to this nascent family unit.
And yet, in the middle of all that inward focus, you get all the external noise.
So much noise.
And I really appreciate that the source doesn't ignore that. It specifically calls out the tons of unsolicited advice.
All the advice.
Suddenly, everyone has an opinion on your pregnancy, your cravings, your future parenting choices. It can actually feel really isolating.
It creates this fascinating paradox, you know? You're going through the most intensely internal physical process of your life, but at the same time, you are the most externally scrutinized you've ever been.
That's a great way to put it.
But the ultimate power, the thing that gets you through, is that secret knowledge, that quiet realization that a tiny human is growing inside you.
Right.
The material confirms that this internal magic is what makes the raw, real, and sometimes downright messy parts of pregnancy feel completely worth it.
It's the first step into that huge unconditional commitment.
Exactly.
And that commitment, it gets tested severely the second that the baby arrives.
Why does it ever?
Which brings us right into the legendary stage two, infancy chaos. This is where the whole logistical framework of your life just, it collapses. And you have to rebuild it from nothing.
Logistically, your world becomes so small, it's focused entirely on this demanding schedule of eating, sleeping, and, well, mostly crying.
Mostly crying,
Your material is brutally honest about it. It says sleep becomes a fuzzy concept.
A very fuzzy concept.
And all your old ideas about efficiency or organization, they just vanish under the weight of this infinite to-do list.
It sounds chaotic, and it is, but this chaos forces you to develop this incredible mastery. The material calls the new role the baby whisperer, which is really about intense logistical adaptation.
You're rocking, you're nursing, you're soothing.
Sometimes all at the same time.
All at once.
Yeah.
You learn to read these tiny micro cues, adapting instantly to these subtle shifts in the baby's mood or needs. It's an incredible skill.
It is.
And this deep adaptation is so taxing physically and mentally, but it serves a crucial purpose. It establishes the deepest possible bond. The research frames it as a period of profound presence.
Mm.
The mother is just entirely dedicated to the needs of the child. And that dedication, no matter how tiring, that's the foundation of attachment.
But where's the relief, you know, in all that chaos? That's what the source material addresses so well with the idea of the infancy reward.
The good stuff.
The good stuff. It makes you pause and look past the exhaustion to the simple, pure interactions. What's the emotional payoff?
And the payoff comes in those quiet moments.
No.
The first real smile, not just gas, the little coos of contentment.
Oh, yes.
And crucially, that overwhelming feeling of holding a sleeping baby on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
It's that instant deep breath where you just think, this is everything.
That's it.
These moments are explicitly defined as sacred, because they are the immediate, powerful emotional returns that make all the physical and mental effort worthwhile.
Yeah.
They remind you the chaos is temporary, but the connection, that's forever.
It really reframes those exhausting early months, doesn't it? It makes them transcendent, even if you are covered in spit up while you're experiencing it.
Absolutely. It's about being fully present for the foundational moments of human life.
Before we move on from those sacred, sleep-deprived nights of infancy chaos and dive headfirst into the world of toddlers, I just want to take a moment to remind you, our listener, that all of this insightful analysis comes directly from Pitcott's best-selling material.
Mm.
If you appreciate the depth of this discussion, we really encourage you to visit www.pitcott.com. You can find more information and a ton of resources there to help you navigate life's biggest challenges.
And if infancy was defined by physical demands, then stage three, which the source calls toddler turbulence, that is all about psychological mastery.
Brace for turbulence. The research uses such vivid language here. And toddlers, they aren't just difficult. They are pint-sized tornadoes.
That's a perfect description.
They've discovered the word no, and they use it with a surprising gusto. Suddenly, the challenge isn't feeding them. It's preventing them from deliberately dumping every single toy onto the floor.
The second you turn your back.
The very second.
The whole dynamic just shifts completely. A mother has to transition from being a solely reactive caregiver, you know, responding to hunger or crying to a proactive guide.
Establishing boundaries, teaching them how to handle emotions.
Exactly. And the exhaustion changes. It goes from that deep physical tiredness to this mental drain of constant redirection and negotiation.
But it's crucial to find the gold in the chaos, as the research calls it.
Nicole.
Because this stage is just pure, rapid developmental leaps. The gold is the thrill of hearing them say a new word or watching them master a new skill like tossing a ball.
Or those sudden, spontaneous, full-body hugs that just stop all the turbulence in its tracks.
Yes, those are everything.
That rapid development requires a massive injection of serious patience, often fueled by, as the authors Riley put it, a snack bribe.
A snack bribe is a very necessary tool.
It's a key tool because the child is rapidly morphing from an infant into a mini person.
And this mini person phase, the preschool prep part, is so fascinating. They start performing these rituals of independence. They're trying to put on their own coats, tie their own shoes.
And sharing their opinions very loudly.
And with occasionally very poor timing.
The mother's juggling act just reaches peak intensity here. She's not just a caretaker anymore. The material defines her role as teacher, snack maker, cheerleader, and maybe most importantly, life coach, all at once.
You're actively preparing this developing personality for the world outside your home.
It's the sheer mental load that really characterizes this stage. You're managing play dates, you're looking at pre-K, you're trying to teach empathy.
And the reward structure changes too. It goes from that passive comfort, like a sleeping baby, to active pride. Every proud, I did it! From the child,
yeah.
The puzzle they finish, the toy they actually share, that's the external proof that all your guidance is working.
In all of this preparation, it naturally propels us into the final stage of this journey, the school years.
This is the stage Pitcott defines as the great letting go.
It's a big one.
This transition just hits a mother like a massive emotional anchor. It's marked by these powerful rituals of separation.
First day of school photo.
The first day photo, carefully packing the lunchbox, and that deep internal struggle of trying not to cry as they walk away from you.
Sometimes without even looking back.
That's the hardest part. It's this moment of profound pride mixed with profound loss.
And if you connect this to the bigger picture, the hands-on logistical mastery of infancy, it gives way to this supportive emotional infrastructure of the school years.
The mother becomes the family's emotional anchor.
That's the term. She's the constant, steady force as the child starts to navigate new social dramas, academic pressures, and all the complexities of growing up.
The new duties are different, aren't they? You become a homework helper, a science project consultant, a soccer sideline supporter freezing in the rain, but the commitment is absolute.
And what's so insightful about the research here is how it describes the shared emotional experience. Their success is still your victory.
Absolutely.
But their agony is shared, too. When they face disappointment or heartbreak or failure, that struggle is mirrored inside the mother.
It's like you feel it just as much as they do.
It's an unspoken partnership. And the mother's emotional investment is often even higher than during the more physically demanding early years. You're managing the emotional fallout of their increasing exposure to the world.
So what drives this relentless commitment, despite all the complexity and the shared pain?
Well, the source captures that essence so perfectly. It says, you show up anyway, because that's what moms do.
It's as simple as that. A universal definition of unconditional support that underpins every single stage we've talked about.
Ultimately, the full scope of this journey, from pregnancy's psychological shift to infancy's chaos, toddlerhood's negotiations, and the school year's emotional complexity, it's a story of continuous transformative growth for both people.
Right, for the child and the parent.
Every stage requires adaptation, and every single stage deserves to be celebrated.
That really is the core message. The Pitcott framework offers this powerful final affirmation. Motherhood doesn't come with a manual.
Not at all.
It's real, it's unpredictable, and it is uniquely yours. So whether you are currently expecting or deep in the diaper trenches or mastering the art of the snack bribe or cheering from those cold sidelines,
you're navigating this monumental transition, and you are doing an incredible job.
Exactly.
And we hope that seeing this journey mapped out, kind of understanding the specific emotional and logistical waves of each phase, offers both clarity and solidarity. It reminds you that the chaos you feel is universal.
And the magic you experience is earned.
Absolutely.
And as we close out this deep dive, I want to leave you with a beautiful prompt from the source material for you to think about today. What's your favorite motherhood moment so far? I'd love to hear your story. Let's talk, laugh, cry, and just keep supporting each other through this incredible ride. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. If you enjoyed the clarity and insight of this discussion, please make sure you subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
That really helps.
It does. Also, press the like button if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. And don't forget, for more resources and best-selling ebooks on this and many other topics, visit www.pitcott.com. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Thank you for being there with us.